I'm Jonathan Savage with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service news today. Coming up...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
A giant telescope is launched into the Earth's orbit, and we'll hear why scientists believe it's one of the most ambitious events in the history of space exploration. Two Muslim radicals are found guilty of the brutal murder of a British soldier on a London street. Also in our podcast, an Iraqi Shia man tells us why he's been to neighbouring Syria to take part in the civil war there.
I went to Syria to defend a holy Shia shrine, but also because I wanted to defend the Shias, who have been victimised by Al-Qaeda.
And we'll hear how the conflict in Syria is fueling the worsening sectarian violence within Iraq. Controversial world boxing champion Mike Tyson describes his present-day life. And we ask, is the art of letter writing dying out and should it be preserved? Is social media killing off the art of letter writing? Nearly half of 12 to 17-year-olds interviewed for a new British survey claim they've never sent a personal letter. And many describe the process as outdated, slow, inconvenient, and expensive. So is letter writing a skill that we need to preserve? Simon Garfield is the author of To the Letter, A Journey Through a Vanishing World. Dan Damon asked him if he believes that letter writing is indeed dying out among young people like the ones we just heard.
And if you grow up not writing letters, you kind of think, why should you spend 60 pence in the UK and to write a letter, and then you've got to sit down and you've got to spend half an hour gathering your thoughts?
Is it damaging the use of grammar? Because this is a critical area of literary inefficiency. Text messages never follow rules for better writing techniques. There's no grammar being adhered to, the choice of words.
Yeah, I don't mind that so much personally. I think, you know, if you look at the history of communication, we've always developed new words and new ways of communication and short forms. You think in the letter, you know, we used to write S-W-A-L-K on the back of envelopes, sealed with a loving kiss. So we always had kind of shorter forms, and I don't think we could complain about that. And everyone writes in their own way. So I don't think that's such a difficulty.